Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Andrew Santino episode. Andrew is doing a podcast with my brother called Bad Friends. My favorite part of his interview was when we talked about attending ASU. I didn't know that he even went to Arizona State. I definitely went there in the mid to late 90s, and we were just taking a walk down memory lane. I hope you enjoy. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest. Please welcome, for the first time ever on the Stevie Weeby Show, comedian Andrew Santino. Thanks, man. I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Man.
That was really pretty on the piano, by the way.
Really?
And can I say something else?
Well, my brother's pretty good too.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
Okay.
And I also really love that Beats Rhymes and Life
poster. Oh yeah. I'm a
Linden
big
Boulevard
fan.
Represent.
You're from the East.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay, but they have some history there with
Common is huge. Yep. Twista is from Chicago.
Yeah, yes, sir.
We have a lot of good rappers from Chicago, but no one competes with New York. New York is kind of the king of hip hop.
You like
know?
The shirt? I mean, this is
I do love
homage.
That shirt.
I think it's a Wu-Tang thing in Japanese.
That's not Japanese.
Oh, it isn't?
Nope.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's not Japanese.
Okay, it might be Chinese.
It's not Chinese either.
Well, it's not Korean, is it?
It's not Korean. I like how you ask me if it's Korean. Like, I would know.
I have no idea.
You're Korean.
Yeah,
how would I
know? Yeah.
No, but I love that because that's Beats, Rhymes, and Life, one of my favorite
did
albums.
Did you see the documentary that Michael Rapaport did?
I did.
What are your thoughts on that?
I liked it, but it's also like... if we want to get into the throes of the depths of Tribe Called Quest, I feel like the tumultuous nature of their relationship was a bummer as a fan.
Yeah.
And I wish in my childhood I never knew how bad it got.
Yeah, because you saw them fighting amongst
each other.
It sucked
because I was such a huge fan when I was a kid that
like, you
know, ignorance is bliss. I never wanted to know that stuff.
Yeah, me too. I mean, rest in peace, Fife.
That's why it was also hard.
He had diabetes, I believe.
I think he had diabetes and other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy he was. It's the same thing that's like, what did Guru die of?
You know, that's a good question. He had some kind of, diabetes? Will you look that up?
You're going to just say diabetes for every black rapper that died?
No. I think
did he have diabetes?
No, no, he might
Biggie
have
Smalls had diabetes as well.
I think he had cancer, didn't
he? Yeah, he had cancer.
Cancer.
He had cancer.
Yeah.
And then do you remember Solar, his partner, didn't let Guru's family members into the hospital?
I know. I thought that was very strange. Well, what do I know? I don't know about their personal relations.
No, but you do.
But I love that you have a love for old school hip hop. I think it's dead. I think a lot of people don't love it anymore.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on like today's state of rap and hip hop and whatnot?
Trippie Redd
and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't. That's not for me. Tekashi, I just say that it's not for me.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that people like it. Good for you. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. I don't know. Mine's generational, right? Like I grew up with that, with De La Soul. You know, like some of my favorites, like would of all time would probably be like Gangstar.
Yes.
Tribe for sure.
Absolutely.
And then people like Big L.
Big L, absolutely. Big Pun.
Big Pun.
Big Pun.
Anybody big. I liked anybody big. Lil was
Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep, phenomenal.
Yeah, Mobb Deep was dope. I liked Wu-Tang is a little too obvious. Yeah, who else? Sean Price. I love Sean Price.
Oh, okay. That was coming from left field. I didn't expect that.
Do you know Sean Price?
I think he was great. With like the Boot Camp Clip. Black Moon.
Yes.
Helter Skelter.
Yes.
OG, original Gun Clapper.
Yes, dude.
I have a story about Bob and De La Soul. So I was in eighth grade.
Let's hear it.
And I had a De La Soul shirt, and I had the CD. And we got in a fight because he's like, dude, that's not real music.
Which one? 3 Feet High and Rising?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I went to the concert and he didn't get into, he liked the Beastie Boys, but as far as this stuff, he you know, because he was into Fugazi, Black Flag, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Cure.
Also good though. I love it all. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I actually learned a lot about music just from my brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you close with it? Like, how close are you with my brother?
I'm as close as you can get to Bobby without.
He kissed your nutsack.
He kissed my nutsack. Yeah.
It's
as close as we can get without killing each other, because we have such like. That's why we did the show together. That we have these personalities that just. They compliment each other, but we also want to kill each other all the time.
Yeah.
You know how your fucking brother is.
Have you been naked around him at all?
Yes. But so we have not for long periods of time.
No, the Korean spot on near Olympic.
Yeah, this whole thing he won't give up on, by the way. He wants everyone to go to the Korean spot with him.
Have you it's gone? Insane. Have you
no.
gone?
No. No, and I will.
He keeps bringing your name up.
I know. He wants
me
to go.
I'm
going
to bring Santino here, dude.
I'll go. I just think it's like, I'll show him. He's seen my dick.
Yeah.
I think he just wants me to go to see my.
Have you seen his penis?
No, maybe 8 or 9,000 times. Yeah, I've seen his dick more than I've seen your brother's penis more than I've seen my own penis. I don't think I've ever looked at my penis that many times. He did it at the Comedy Store a week before we left. No, well, that is usual. Yeah. This was in the parking lot. I was like, dude, you got to be careful in the parking lot.
People could film it.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, dude, you got to be careful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wait, let's get back. Bob made fun of you for the 3 Feet High and Rising.
Yeah, he did.
I want to know the story.
And then I was like fighting him. I'm like, no, this is music. He's like, dude, they're sampling. You know, it was like, it went into the sampling and how that, they're just sampling other groups.
I hate when people use that. That's not valid. By the way, every music rips from other music.
Yeah, he got it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got later. But, you know, his music palette is so vast. Like, he knows groups from San Diego no one knows. He's like, I saw him in 1997, bro.
He does
Swivel Knife. I saw him at the Casb. You know, he'll tell you the whole story.
He does have a good range of music, but he doesn't love old school hip-hop.
No. Okay, these are the groups he'll drop these. Beastie Boys, Cypress Hill.
Okay.
And then now he likes De La Soul.
Yeah,
because he had it in his iPod.
I might be the only guy, and I know I'm not from that that era as much, but I never loved Beastie Boys, dude, and I couldn't admit it. Yeah, all my friends loved them.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? You didn't like the Beastie Boys?
Did not, dude.
Oh, rest in peace, MCA, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what
that
it was
a
for
real
me?
One right there.
I just didn't. It's racism. I didn't like that they were white.
What about House of Pain, Everlast?
Again, what are we doing here? Why? I'm sorry. I don't
Dude, jump around. I mean, that was a hit.
No disrespect to Everlast. Everlast is a great MC.
He's a great musician.
Actually, I like him now more than I ever liked him then.
He's great.
He is. I'm just saying, dude. I like black. I like my rappers black. Is that okay?
Fair enough.
I like
fair
my
enough.
Rappers black.
You have some funny bits about like. Don't you have like bits about rap groups?
Yes,
like?
I do. Yeah, well, yeah. I on my Showtime special, I did like
a
5 minute.
Bit?
It's called Home Field Advantage. It's up on Amazon now, I think.
They just type your name and
type in Andrew Santino, and I put up clips online all the time on Instagram and stuff. You can find it, but I did a bit like 5 minutes long.
Yeah,
kind of chitting on Macklemore because I'm not a fan.
Didn't really get into Macklemore. So
I don't hate him. Yeah. I just wanted to shit on him for a bit. Like, I was just for a fun bit. He's easy to make fun of. Okay?
Yeah. Who's the guy that dissed Eminem? What's his name?
Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK. Not into that.
Well, I didn't even really know him until that diss. And then I was like, wow, this made this guy famous.
Yeah.
Like, I know he had a fanship before, but like, that was so big for him. He should have wrote such a thank you letter to Eminem for even engaging.
Yeah. Speaking of Eminem, I mean, your buddy D'Elia there
on the
freaking music video. It's
like unbelievable
What is going on?
And then they hung out together
what's going on? I mean, what happened?
D'Elia's too famous. And
he's more famous than you and Bob and Griffin?
By far. But
you guys are up there.
No.
So, okay, so...
Dude, D'Elia is so famous that...
Is he higher up on the mountain than you?
Way higher.
Not way
I'm not even
higher,
on the mountain.
Way higher.
I'm still putting on my shoes.
No, you're...
Yes,
you're,
I am. I'm tying my boots.
You're on the top.
Let me say this. This is how famous D'Elia is. Chris is so famous, and Chris Rock said this one time.
Yeah.
You know you're famous in comedy when people who don't even like comedy know who you are.
Like Eminem.
That's what I'm saying. Eminem's not even like a comedy fan. Yeah. He just... Love D'Elia.
Yeah, he gets the chicks though, doesn't he?
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris gets everything. Money, girls, yeah. Cars, success. It's everything. Obnoxious.
I mean, he probably has wads of cash. I mean, let's talk.
One time I saw him at Hollywood and Highland burning cash in front of all the homeless people. Just burning piles of cash.
That's just not right.
That's what he does. I mean, that's how disrespectful
he
is.
So he'll burn $100 bills?
He has $1,000 bills.
I've never even seen it.
You would never. You don't have access. Yeah. He's the kind of guy. He gets them from the bank, burns them in front of homeless people.
So how is he making his revenue? Can you just please describe?
I don't know who pays it. I mean, people go to see his shows, I guess.
Is he doing coliseums? Like, how does it? Doesn't it? Don't you start at clubs? Open mics.
Everybody
clubs?
Starts at clubs. Yeah, D'Elia's at. D'Elia's now at huge theaters. D'Elia will be in arenas soon.
You're close too, aren't you? Though
I'm no, dude. I'm
Come
still
on, you're
no,
close.
No. I'm at little baby theaters. I play a lot of rock clubs, which I like.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
rock clubs. But I do baby theaters. I do like anywhere from like 600 to 800 seaters, sometimes 1,000. But that's anything over that is crazy for me.
How are we going to get my brother to do a special? Can you light
I don't think anybody wants to see his comedy that bad. Dude, he's going to do one. I think he needs to.
How are we
going to
do it? How are we going to? Because, come on, man.
Well, here's the thing.
No spring chicken
There's
anymore.
Something
let's,
cool
let's
about him
on.
Not doing a special.
Why? Because Joe got on him. Everyone's getting
I
on
know,
him, right?
But now the pressure is so big. It's almost like, you know when, you know, here's the worry.
Go ahead.
You put out the special and he doesn't love it. And then it disappoints him even more that he did it. And it makes him spiral. You know your brother like gets in these like mental spaces where he like starts to lose it.
Is it the bits? He doesn't want to write new bits? Or
No. He's been writing a lot of new stuff. I think he just doesn't feel like... Dude, this is an interesting perspective.
Yeah, go
Not
ahead.
Not that this means much, but Jay Leno got interviewed by... I don't remember who. And I'm not a huge fan of his stand-up.
Who,
Jay?
Yeah.
But he said something cool. He was like, I don't want to do a special... Because I don't need material to live forever on a thing.
Yeah.
I love live comedy. Come see me live. And you know what?
That's my brother.
I get that.
Yeah,
your brother.
Brother.
That's what I mean.
My brother.
And your brother and Jay Leno couldn't be further apart on the scale of comedy in terms of
I was
of
there
like,
the time he did Jay Leno. I was so freaking
When
nervous.
He was doing his...
When he was on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And they're two completely different kinds of comedy, right? So like all Jay Leno was saying, what I agree with is... Some people, some performers just need the live aspect to be the thing that keeps them moving. I think that's what it is for your brother.
Let's go back in time. How did y'all meet? Because you guys have a podcast.
Yeah,
now
we have
together.
A podcast called Bad Friends.
Yeah, so check
Please
that out.
Check
it's
it
Bad
out.
Friends. You're on episode two or three?
We just did our first episode, depending on when this comes out.
Okay.
Every Monday is our... Monday the 17th was our first episode.
Mm-hmm. And I have to bring this up because Eric Griffin is...
I know.
A homie.
I know he's a friend of the family.
That's
what we say, he's a friend of the family.
He wanted to be there too.
Yeah, he did.
So how is he doing? I mean,
Bobby's racist and Bobby doesn't want you know, Bobby liked white rappers. Bobby doesn't like black people at all, so he kicked out Eric. No. That whole thing was they were gonna do a show together and then Eric was gonna do a show with Kalilah.
Oh really?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
And then that
Because she's coming next week.
Ask her about
I'm going to ask her,
And then Bobby kind of was like, all right, we're going to do this thing together. And then Eric gave the blessing, I guess. Begrudgingly. I think he's mad about it still.
Yeah. So how long were you guys talking about it? Beyond like,
oh my God.
Wasn't this years of talking about it?
This was forever. But it wasn't... Here's the other side of it. Fans suggested it.
You guys didn't come up with it?
No, not even a little bit. No.
All right.
People on the internet were like, you should do a... You guys do a show. It'll be funny. Do a show. And then every time I would do Belly... People would say we should do a show, and then we kind of started to make it happen. It was organic, dude.
There was no piece.
By the way, I do my own show.
I know. What's the name of it?
Whiskey Ginger.
So check out Whiskey Ginger
check
on
that
YouTube.
Out. I do my own show, so I didn't really. It wasn't like I was pining to do the show with Bobby, but like, it just sounded fun, dude. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, just copying King and the Sting did this, and then Tom and Bert did. It's like. did it. It was just a fun thing that fans were like, do a show. So we did a show.
Yeah.
I like how people think we think that far. It just sounded fun.
Okay.
So we just are doing a fun show. And if it goes for a while, it goes. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't understand. People think that these things are more in depth than they are. We're just having a good time.
Right, right. So there's not much thought behind it.
No, I mean, in terms of putting work into it, yeah, you have to organize and you have to edit. There's a lot of stuff that goes behind it.
Absolutely.
But in the front load, thumbnails, you're like, I just want to have fun and make and do it.
Yeah. How'd you come up with the name?
Bad Friends?
Yeah.
Your brother did that, actually. Well, here's what's funny.
Whoa, my brother
people
did that?
People wanted to call it Red and Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sorry.
No, you're
people
good.
Wanted to call it Red and Yellow. And then Bobby hated that name.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no. Yeah. And he fought it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't really care at all. Then you name it. So I sent him a track that's our opening track of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, the dialogue of the clip, the woman goes, you two are bad friends. And he calls me, he goes, I like Bad Friends. And I was like,
right.
I didn't even think about it. It was just one of the clips in the initial audio that this guy, Rocom, made for me, this beat maker, who's a great hip-hop beat maker.
I'm sure he is.
And he just threw it in there.
I like the beginning looks cool, too. He had the characters, like the Simpsons.
There's this artist named Jeffrey Miles, who's
shout
dope.
Shout out to Jeffrey Miles.
Shout out to Jeffrey Miles.
Now, did he reach out to you guys, like, hey, I want to do animation?
He had done other stuff. Look at this. He had done other stuff.
Oh, that's like Super Mario Bros.
That's me as Mario. He did one as Griffin. He did Griffin too. He did
okay.
He's done a bunch of guys. Can you see that? But that's me as Luigi.
Yeah, Luigi. Yeah.
But he did Griffin too. He did a bunch of guys, and then we started talking to him. And then two people I work with, Jenna Sunday and Joseph Faria. They're graphic designers. They're animators. They're VFX people. They're incredible. They do a lot of other stuff, and they started working with me on my show, and then they helped animate. Jeffrey's work.
Really impressed. I like the intro. Yeah,
it was fun, man. It was super cool. That's the cool thing about working with artists in podcasts is you just let them do whatever they want.
So
I literally don't tell them
give
anything.
Free range, like just do whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. Why would I? Oh. Why would I tell them to? I don't know what's. I can't draw a stick figure. I couldn't put together cool art if I tried.
Right,
so
right. So they just did it.
Yeah, I trust them totally, and then I let them do it, and then they just go, "Is this cool?" And I'm always like. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back even further. Like, how did you meet my brother?
Comedy Store. I met him when I was doing development spots.
What year?
Oh, just maybe over just about 10 plus years ago. Maybe I want to say I met Bobby in, I think 2009. I moved here in 2006, and it was a couple years later I met Bobby.
Yeah.
And I was doing development spots at the Comedy Store.
Describe what is a development.
Development
spot?
Spots is when you are you're trying to be passed as a regular, which means you get your name on the wall, and then you get to call in to say, "Hey, I want spots."
That's when Tommy was there.
Tommy was there back then. Well, that was at the end when I first came. It was the end of Mitzi's kind of reign, and she was never around anymore.
Yeah,
she started to leave. Mitzi Shore, who used to own the Comedy Store, and then Tommy was the old manager, right? And then he ended up passing me, and then ended up. Not working there anymore. But that's when Bob and I met. He actually...
Was he nice to you?
He was so nice.
You guys got along right off?
We got along, but we weren't like... We didn't become friends fast.
Oh, okay.
It took a minute because... But him and D'Elia, he tells the story, but he had called D'Elia to come watch me in the OR. And he was like, you got to see this guy. And Chris and I had maybe just started to meet as well.
Are you guys close?
Chris and I are close. Yeah. And we started to just kind of meet a little bit.
Yeah.
And then... Bobby was like super promotional of me and would tell Tommy and stuff and other people there would be like, you gotta watch him. You gotta see him. You gotta watch him.
Yeah.
And then, he was influential in me getting into the club. Truly. It's what I've owed him kind of our whole like friendship. And then only in the last couple of years have we become much closer because, you know, time changes and life changes.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's funny.
When did you get your start in comedy? Did you, like, was it in high school, in Chicago?
I was always kind of like, always wanted to, like, fuck around and be a goof. But in college, I really started to consider it for real. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I could make money off of it and make it a real career where I wouldn't have to, like, you know, my worry was always like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make money doing anything else. I was so scared.
Yeah. Were you doing, what college were you
doing? I went to Arizona State.
You did?
I was a Sun Devil, baby.
I was too.
Really? What year did you graduate?
You're a Sun Devil?
I'm a Sun Devil, baby. Me, you, and Brody.
You went to ASU?
Yeah.
Get the hell out
did
of here.
Did you finish?
It took me like 8 years. Maybe nine.
Yeah, really?
I lived in every dorm there.
Well, okay, which
Manzanita. Where? You want to break it down?
Yeah, go.
Manzanita.
PV.
Ocotillo. I know about PV East. I lost my virginity in PV East.
No way.
Yeah.
What about PV West?
No, it was the one. Well, they're like, one was here, one was there, right? Yeah. Then you had that little, then the bridge.
I was
right.
PV Main.
Okay, I know PV.
PV Main.
Wait, that's where the sororities and...
No. PV East and West, and PV Main was the building in the middle of them, but now it's gone. Now it's a...
But there used to be a Taco Bell in there and like a little convenience store.
Yeah,
do
yeah,
you remember
exactly.
That?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
You could use your little student
you
card. Student,
you
yeah.
Use your Sun Devil card.
Yeah, Sun Devil card.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so I was Manzanita, didn't get along with my roommate, transferred over to Apache Boulevard side.
Nice.
Ocotillo, do you remember
Ocotillo?
Ocotillo,
yes.
You remember Ocotillo?
Yeah, man.
You remember Ocotillo?
Yes, dude,
so
I do.
So Ocotillo was on the other side of campus.
Right.
It was like this old motel they, I don't know.
It was a motel. It was a motel that they turned into a dorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rooms were the size of like a jail cell.
It was gross.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it was very gross.
It.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
It was my own cell.
And then how many other places did you live?
And then I went to Saguaro. Do you remember your Saguaros? Like if you go further back.
Yeah, there. Man. You lived then, like basically off campus at some point.
That was like 8 years down the line. Yeah.
Yeah. At some point. No. I mean, like those dorms are the far ones.
And then Cholla for a minute.
Yeah. You're all the way on the
Cholla.
Other side.
Oh, Sonora for like I had friends at Sonora.
Right.
We used to skateboard. You know the tennis courts.
Oh yeah.
You remember the Whataburger?
Yes.
So the Whataburger, we'd go duck underneath that fence, and we'd go to Whataburger. Then we'd skateboard the tennis courts there.
I used to skate through campus at night.
Oh yeah. Oh, they did not like me there.
They didn't like
you.
Oh
no.
The cops, I've
gotten so many. Dude, they've taken my board.
Really?
They did everything.
Well, mine was more of a. I was a loser. I skateboarded alone at night.
Yeah.
I would literally leave my. So I lived in PV Maine. Then I lived in a house off of. Like rural and southern, like in that neighborhood.
Okay.
You remember Native New Yorker? Remember that restaurant?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I used to work there.
That's right. Okay.
I worked there.
You remember Mill Avenue?
Of course.
I worked at that P.F. Chang's.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
At the P.F. Chang's?
Yes, sir.
Like at the end of it? Yeah.
Fired from that. There used to be a place called Saki's Japanese Restaurant.
Where is that?
Right by the movie theater. Remember the movie theater?
Yeah,
there?
Right there. Yeah, and that roundabout where the roundabout
exactly,
is? Yeah.
The roundabout parking lot structure.
I got food poisoning from that movie theater. I swear to God, dude. The first time I've ever had that food poisoning. It was disgusting. Yeah.
You're blowing my freaking
mind.
Dude. I had no idea.
ASU for 4 years.
Now, how did you. I felt like when you first arrived, it was in August, right?
Yeah.
Just the hot. It was so hot.
I was so happy. Because I'm from Chicago.
Oh, so you
you're from
love
Southern
it.
California, different,
oh,
dude.
Right.
I'm from the snow.
Yeah,
I didn't give a shit if it got up to 130. I was so excited to not have snow because in Chicago when summer's over, rain and wind are coming,
mm-hmm.
and not in Arizona. It was like it didn't. Wind doesn't even exist. Wind doesn't even happen in Arizona.
Did you attend the parties and.
I was a blackout in college. Oh. I partied way too hard. I went to that school because I took mushrooms and decided with a friend that I was going to go to that school. That's how I ended up there.
I mean, the ladies there too at the time. I mean,
there were girls there?
I mean, some of the.
Yeah. I had sex in Manzanita. I had sex in PV Maine.
What floor?
Manzanita was like. I'm not good with memory like that, but I know it was like halfway up the building. Let's just say 10.
Okay, I was on 13.
Really? Yeah. I had sex on your floor.
You on 13?
I had sex with you.
You know, it'd be weird if it was the room.
We had sex. I had sex in Manzanita. Yeah. I had sex in PV Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex in the athlete's dorm. I don't even remember the name of that. The athlete's dorm was.
God.
You know which one that was? By the pool. You know, by the pool. By the.
I was there before you then.
What year were you there?
95, 94, 95.
Yeah, I was there in 2016 to 2000. And, no. No, I graduated in 2006.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you're older than me, dude.
Yeah, I'm older than you, and I was there. Like I was there, and I for like 8 or 9 years, and I
and
had
you
to,
and we still didn't overlap.
Yeah, and then I still I had to go to student services, and then I went. You know where by the MU?
Yeah,
the Memorial Union.
Yeah,
they had a bowling alley at the bottom.
Not anymore.
Okay, but they used to.
Dude, it broke my heart
because
I went back there, and the bowling alley's gone.
Yeah,
the cool restaurants are gone.
Yeah.
Everything's gone.
That
fountain outside of it's gone.
That was a great dude. I used to eat
my
lunches there.
I know, dude.
Do you remember that fucking Hayden Library?
100%.
You'd walk down the
downstairs
stairs
and the lawn
it
above
like, it.
It
was like you know, underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still underground.
Yeah, okay, okay.
That's still there. But and then the big chunk of the library is above ground on the right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would you go to school for?
I don't even...
Just
it's
9 years?
It's all blur. Like,
what if your degree said just 9 years on it?
It probably should. I mean, it was interdisciplinary studies.
What is that? I don't know what
I
that
don't
is.
Know. I don't either.
You have the degree?
Somewhere. I don't know. Somewhere
does
maybe.
Does that mean like you're going to get an education?
I don't know, man. It's something they created for people like me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
But you actually finished.
Yeah, but I've actually was on... I was really drugged out. Like,
yeah.
I actually saw dead people, ghosts, in when I lived in Ocotillo. I was tripping on LSD. Do you remember Barro's Pizza?
Sbarro's?
Barro's Pizza.
Where's Barro's?
There are pizza places in Arizona. There's one on Baseline. There used to be one near a lemon, like near Cholla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I got acid there, and then I had a very bad acid trip. I saw dead people in my dorm room and everything there.
Did that fuck you up for a while?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did.
For a long time?
For a long time.
Did you have to move out of the room?
Oh, yeah. Well, me and the guy that I did it with, he got arrested that day.
For what?
Well, he ran. It was a... You know, winter break, the you know, everyone goes back home.
Mm-hmm.
But the certain dorms are left open.
Yeah.
So I just stayed and worked. But, you know, like those buses that kind of like frequent the camp, those were still running.
I don't think they are anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, they used to be running. And I told him I saw demons in the bathroom or dead people. And then he ended up running on near the student SRC.
Yeah.
Student Rec Center.
Yeah.
Before that, he grabbed on a girl's arm on a bus, and then they called that in. And
yeah.
You remember the Tempe? For those of you who don't know, Tempe, they have campus police.
Yes.
Pepper sprayed him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Pepper, and then put him on the stretcher board.
Damn.
Yeah.
How long was that bad trip? How long did it last?
It seemed like forever. I mean, I still can't listen to Portishead, that singer, because we had that. Because
that fucked you up that
like
much?
She's like a witch. Yeah. It was like listening to a witch or something. Do it like a seance or something. And I saw...
I only did acid once.
Yeah.
But I did mushrooms 1,000 times. I think the reason that I was so cool with mushrooms is no one I knew had that bad of a trip on mushrooms. Acid really does have a lot of like horror stories.
Can we talk about the where I did it though? Because you knew that
it
used to be a motel, right?
Well, it's well, that area is gross. And there probably are dead people in it.
See?
Yeah, no, you probably saw something real. I think what you saw was real. Yeah, it was real.
Yeah.
But also, you should have known better than to trip in a little tiny jail cell. You have to trip in a place
that's... I had moved out of the jail cell so I could room with this guy. So we had a little bit of a bigger room.
So you're just in a bigger cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to trip, you got to be somewhere comfortable. Like, go to someone's... Like, everyone in Arizona, everyone... So my second year, I moved into a house with 4 other guys, with 1 bathroom.
Where? What's the location?
The street was Elm Street, and it was off of... Southern?
Southern?
Southern and...
Rural and Southern?
No, keep going.
Southern... McClintock?
Maybe Southern McClintock.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah,
that was
McClintock.
It.
McClintock. Yeah.
But it was a house off of Elm Street, which I loved because of Freddy Krueger. I'm gonna look it up
right
now. But I lived with 3 other guys, and
see, that's the way to go.
But everyone had a house to live in.
Yeah.
Because it was cheap for 5 guys to or 4 guys to live in one house with 1 bathroom. I think we all paid like, I don't know, $300 a month or
it was
something.
Hella cheap,
dude. It was the best. It was the best. I think. I loved Arizona so much, and our neighbor used to get so mad because we would rage all the time, and the cops would come, and they were just like, "You're good. What are you gonna do?"
Did
like,
you do stand up in Arizona?
No, not really. I mean, I tried to do a few.
They had
like
the improv there.
They did the Tempe improv.
I worked there, you know.
You did?
Yes.
I used to have relations with a woman that used to work there.
What was her name?
I had sex with.
She blonde?
I'm not going to say her name into the camera.
Okay.
But we had done stuff physically, sexually together. I'm looking at my house right now. And
who was the manager? Do you remember at the time? Was his name Neil?
Well,
of the Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
His name was Neil.
The guy. Yeah.
That's the guy that fired me.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Okay, I'll be honest with you. So I was a food runner, right? So I remember it was one of the Wayans was performing that weekend.
Which one of the Wayans?
Sean. I think it was Sean.
Wonderful.
Because I remember I tried talking to him, and he, like, shunned me. Like I was fanning out.
He hard. Didn't want. He didn't want to hear you.
I was fanning out hard on him. Like I was okay. I was trying to talk about being, living color.
Like you were being nice to him.
I was being really creepy. Like just fanning out.
What do you mean? So what? You were being nice.
I was a fanboy.
Okay, here you go. Wait, yeah. Time out. Dorsey and.
Okay, I remember. I know where
Dorsey and Broadway, gotcha, Elm Street, right there. Look at that, right by this park. That was. Gotcha. Let me just do this for fun. The podcast people can't see it, but this is more nostalgic for us anyway.
Yeah, because it's like this is my house.
Look, that's my house right there.
Gotcha. You had the pool?
We had a pool in the back.
That's even a bonus.
But the pool, but every house had a pool down there. Four guys, one bathroom.
Oh, yeah. All right, wait, before I forget.
Sorry.
So I was a food runner, and so our job in between the shows, we had to carry plates of food to the guests. You know, they had certain sections out
there. Yeah, that's what a food runner is.
Yeah, food runners. Yeah. You know, super nachos, mozzarella sticks, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And so one of the tables, it was like a bitch to get to. It was like towards the front of the stage.
Yeah.
And when I brought it, they're like, oh, we didn't want green onions. Or, you know, one of the, they said, like, this
just
is wrong.
Pick it off.
And so, I know. And so I forgot her name. It was a blonde waitress. And I just went up to her when I had time. And I just said, hey, can you make sure you can modify that on the computer so you don't make that mistake?
Yeah.
Which is reasonable, wouldn't you say?
Sounds pretty reasonable, but yeah.
She was like, oh, is that so? You know? She
yeah, that
gave,
is
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but she gave me attitude.
Hmm.
So that night, Neil or whatever his name is, the guy at the manager guy's like, clean out your lot. You're fired.
Just because you said that to that girl?
Yeah. Oh, well, they were fucking. They were hooking up.
Yeah, they're all fucking. They're all fucking. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And then you get thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
She goes,
yeah.
You know, I don't like that Stevie guy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And he goes, I don't like him anymore either.
Just get him out.
Gone.
Yeah,
gone. Because that guy still wants to get his penis wet.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, he's not going to let you stand in the way of getting his penis wet.
You know, he was a little old. You know, she was probably in college.
She was probably 16. Yeah. He was a perv.
16, yeah.
Behind the Tempe Improv, there used to be a field, right?
Yeah.
Across from where the frats were.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And
yep,
that
I remember.
Field.
Sigma Nu. Sigma. Yeah,
all,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All those are leveled to the ground. Okay. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
That fraternity is, they're gone.
If I were to go right now, I would not recognize anything.
I promise
I'd be
you
like,
wouldn't.
I'd be like, that building's not there.
Nope.
That wasn't there.
But dude, I go every year for stand-up, and I don't recognize it. But the frat row got shut down when I was in school.
So on the university side or the Apache side? University.
They're all gone.
They're gone.
They're all gone.
Because by Saguaro on the other side, there used to be a little patch there, too.
All gone.
Oh, damn.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're all gone.
That's crazy.
It got leveled in my junior year because there's a porno called Shane's World. Shane's World shot a porn at Arizona State. You can look it up. One of them was wearing a thing.
It's on X Videos?
I don't even know if it's up anymore.
Okay,
you can't really find it.
Okay.
But I
want to check that out.
You sound like you want to find it. Yeah. And it was porn stars fucking frat guys, like real frat guys.
Real.
The frat guys. The
is it like Nebraska co-eds?
I don't know what it's like.
Okay,
I think it's like any
I'm
other
like,
porn
a,
that you've ever
I'm a,
seen.
I'm a fan of that.
I just love that you love it.
Yeah, I love
Come
it.
Come here, I'm going to show you. Watch. Okay, this is crazy. Yeah, this is no. Well, this is just if people want to look. This is something fascinating
well, this
to
is
see.
For me and you, so because I've been there, I know.
So look at this. Get ready. I'm gonna blow your mind a little bit here.
Go ahead.
So there's Sun Devil Stadium, mm-hmm. right? You know where we are right now.
Football games.
That's where the football games. And then we go over to this side, right there. Look. That's PETA Jungle.
I remember PETA Jungle.
PETA Jungle. Here's where all the frats. That's where all the frats used to be.
What happened?
Look at that. They all got ripped down, dude.
But where are they? So there's no frats.
There's no houses on campus. I think they're allowed to have the organization, but they can't have the houses anymore.
Because that's where the fun is for them now.
Right. That's at Rural and University Drive.
Yeah,
that's where all the houses were, right? That's where the improv was at Rural and University in that corner, right?
Yeah.
And then so this practice field now look is it's an indoor field for the football team, but this whole thing used to be an open field and I would get baked out of my head and go play ultimate frisbee there.
That's right.
That's where
right.
I made my first friend.
Right.
A guy from the dorm.
Oh wow.
A guy from the dorm. I was I didn't know anybody and the guy from the dorm's like, "Hey dude, you look like you play sports." And I said, "Yeah, I play basketball." He said, "Have you ever played ultimate frisbee?" I said, "Not really. I mean, in high school we used to get high and go play, but it was most about getting high,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't. Nobody ever really played that much."
Yeah.
But I was like, "Yeah, I played a bunch in high school because I was like, I just wanted something to do." And we go out there, and I got hooked. Then I would play every week with these guys.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun, man.
Do you have like vivid memories from that?
I have some vivid memories, but a lot of it's blurred.
Yeah. Do you remember when Mill turned to Van Buren?
Yeah.
Because you know, me and Bob and I used to hit those strip clubs there.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friends
also. They're more than just strip clubs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're prostitution hostels.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're hooker hostels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a place called Something Moon. Was it Blue Moon? Oh, it was a raunchy one, man.
Yeah.
It was a raunchy. He loved that one, though. Yeah, there were some good ones. There were some good ones.
Not an inch. I'm not surprised even a little bit. I had some. We had some. We used to do. A buddy of mine used to work at Raw Sushi. And we go to Rula Bula, the Irish bar on Mill. Do you know Rula Bula? It's still there. It's been there forever.
Was it near the Hooters? Or
It was the most north end of Mill, right where the actual Mill is, the Mill on Mill.
Is it Mill and University or like going
to Mill by the water?
Okay, so that's I'm glad you brought that up.
That part of Mill.
When I was leaving, they had just made that fake
the Tempe Town Lake.
Yes. Yeah. Because I used to walk down there. I would be depressed. Almost suicidal, and I would just take long walks down there. I remember. I would just sit, and you're looking at a fake lake, basically. Yeah. But I would just sit there and just like stare at the water.
So I used to climb up a mountain right next to it, and I would sit there if I got sad. I went up when I got sad. You went down when you got sad.
I went down. Yeah, yeah. I had some dark times there.
Yeah, we all had a couple of dark moments.
So, did you meet girlfriends? You were dating?
I had girlfriends. I had girlfriends. I had girls that were friends. Mm-hmm. Everybody fucks, dude. Yeah.
I lost my virginity there.
I know. That's incredible. When you were how old? 19?
Well, it took me a while. It took me like, I think year two there.
Yeah.
And because, dude, all my friends lost their virginity in high school.
Did you wrap it up or no?
Yeah, I did. Smart. And she was a little heavier.
Yeah. You could show the viewers.
She's a little heavier Hawaiian girl. Yeah. You know, I already told the story.
Yeah, heavy Hawaiian girl.
I met her. Do you remember there was apartments called The Commons?
Oh, yeah, I know the
Commons. The Commons on Lemon.
Yeah, the Commons, yeah. Is that where she lived?
No. There was parties there.
Yeah.
So I was there. I had my skateboard on me, and I was just, you know, and then I met her and then her suite mates.
Ooh.
And then I walked back, you know where the Student Rec Center is there, and I walked all the way across campus to PVE, like PVE.
Well, PV Main is there, and then East and West over the bridge.
Yeah, one of those.
And that's where you had sex with that woman.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know. I really
Let's
don't.
Take a guess.
But she played like luau Hawaiian music.
She was legit Hawaiian.
Yeah, legit Hawaiian.
Like, Pineapple. Her name was Pineapple.
Yeah, like dim lights, Hawaiian music. She offered me a soul, you know that.
A Mai Tai?
No, a soul beer. S-O-L.
Oh, S-O-L, soul.
S-O-L, soul.
Yeah.
And
isn't soul, that's a Mexican beer.
Yeah, it's a Mexican beer.
So this
doesn't
line up at all with the Hawaiian scene.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she had Hawaiian beer, but her suite mates try to cock block it. Like,
why?
No, they're like, we're going to go dancing.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, and then
we're going to go fucking.
No, and then they went back into their room, you know, because they shared a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then I pretended I was passed out.
Smart.
Yeah. And then her roommate had moved out. The Hawaiian's roommate moved out. So, you know, bunk beds?
Yeah, there? I had them.
So,
I had bunk beds.
So they separated us. She was on the top. I was at the bottom. And I go, and then when it was dark, and it was like a couple, like 2 minutes went by. I went, hey, come down to the bottom.
Yeah, and she did.
Yeah.
You heard, but it was loud. She had to be quiet.
It was really fast.
So fast.
Well, because I hadn't had sex. I don't know. I didn't know the feeling, so it happened like when I was...
But you took the time to put on a condom.
Yeah, I had a condom, or she had a condom, but I remember it was like not even fully hard. It was like... yeah. Your reaction
You
was
had a
so
soft
bad.
Penis
it
as
was
your
semi,
first...
It was semi. It was semi.
That's how big your penis is?
No, it's...
But when you say this is semi, that's bad. It was semi. Full semi. Full semi. You probably have a regular penis.
Yeah, it's regular. I'm a grower.
Your brother is not regular.
Let me see. How big is Bob's?
Genuinely?
I think my brother...
Two or 3 inches?
Maybe... No, it's... Bob is probably... I think I'm at least there. I could, if I'm fully from the base, I can make it to there, to the five.
So about...
I can make it to the five. I'm at least a little, I'm like a millimeter past the five, but that's from my base, I think, I believe.
Right, so you'd say that's your penis is there.
Yeah, like right, just one, that tiny line past the five, I
so
think.
So your brother's about there. That's real. That's your brother's right about there. And by the way, genuinely, your brother not erect is right about there. I think it's an inch of growth. I'm dead serious. Mine.
Just be honest. You don't have to be.
Mine.
Be humble.
Mine
about
limp.
It.
Mine limp is about an inch. Show the viewers. And then hard. It's about
so that's less than an
six
inch.
And a half.
So you go from less than an inch.
Maybe down. Maybe below. No, I think limp. It's about a three and some change, right around here.
Okay, then you go. A
and then
three
I go to
six
about
and a half
six.
Seven.
No, just about six.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe
it's
a little.
It's got to be a little bit further.
It's a little bit longer. But I'm trying to be cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I don't
want
to.
You're being modest. You're being modest.
No, I have a very regular penis.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a regular
penis.
I mean,
penis. It doesn't matter as far as the length or like, does it really matter? I mean,
I think the girls like. I think the girls like the guy as much as they like the penis. Yeah. A porn star told me on my podcast. She said there's a group of porn stars that they have a thread, and they talk about guys that they've slept with regular penises. And they brag about it. Like, guys who have regular penises are their favorite penises.
Why is that?
Because it's just because most guys with regular penises probably.
So what is a regular? Like 4 to 5 inches?
I imagine erect? The average penis. We could Google it.
Craig,
yeah,
you
can
Google
we Google
that?
What the average? Yeah. What's the average male penis erect?
Yeah, I think it's 5 or 6.
I would say it's probably 5.
5 or 6.
5 sounds normal.
Five and a half. 5 and a half, 6.
Because you got to think of the whole. You're talking about all the penises.
All the penises.
Because some are micro.
So, yeah,
and
know.
Then some are 11.
Dude,
what is it?
5.16.
So 5 inches. I'm right.
Oh, you're right.
5.16. Right. Yeah. So 5 inches, just over 5 inches.
Yeah.
Right. Girth is 3.66.
So girth is the.
Well, you're
width,
never
going right?
to be able to bend that around unless
okay,
you have.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
you can't
yeah,
do
yeah.
that.
So you mentioned micro.
Yeah.
If you had a micro, I mean, would you make it work? You would kill yourself.
No, I would never kill myself because yeah. of my. No, but I might. I might. If you had a micro penis, I might.
That's like a button, right?
Yeah, it's a little button.
It's like a little button.
I might transition. I might just get a vagina. And I'm not mocking trans people. I'm saying I might just do it just because it's like it's just for the fun.
Can you, get an erection with the micro penis?
Yeah, Oh yeah.
But how you there's no
it just pops out a little bit.
So
it's like a nipple.
So a woman's vagina would have to encompass
it would
the
have
button.
To engulf it would engulf the whole thing. Yeah. It would have to swallow your genitals. It would have to suck you in the middle of them. But if I had a micro penis, I'd probably be a genius because I'd spend so much time doing other stuff.
Other stuff than trying to get laid.
Yeah, because your whole life is a guy you try to fuck. Yeah. So I bet you micro penis men are the smartest men on earth.
Yeah. How would you masturbate with the micro penis? You know,
spit on it. Until it gets you off?
Because I remember, do you remember the first time you masturbated?
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I remember it was my third grade teacher, Mrs. Self, and she was she bent over to look at the book reporter, and then I remember seeing her cleavage.
Oh.
And I went home and I ran to the bathroom. Third grade.
Third grade's real young.
Third grade. And I remember I went in and I remember I used these fingers and I went like that.
To your little penis.
To my little penis.
Third grade is how old?
I don't know, but I remember.
What is that, like 7? Yeah, you're young.
But I remember I
didn't jerk off till I was like 13? 13 is that 12 or 13? 12 is I think when I jerked off maybe the first time.
Did you use these fingers?
I used my hand.
So you could wrap your whole hand around it?
I got a Coke can cock. No. No, I remember I jerked off like this. I jerked off like a
with just these three?
Like I think this? It was my whole hand.
Okay,
by the time I was 13.
Oh, okay.
You were 7.
I was 7 years old. I'm sorry.
Not everyone was 7. Okay, yeah, no, I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 13.
Doing that.
I was 13.
Now,
when
you ejaculated, did stuff come out?
First time it didn't.
Yeah, mine.
Because I stopped. Either. I got scared.
So you stopped.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what is that?
Like, who taught you how to do that? Did you just do it on your own?
Instinct.
Because me and my friend, I remember my friend and I.
Or porn.
Yeah, we're trying to.
We saw like a porn video, and I was like, "Oh, that's what it does." So you have to pull on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about when you lost your virginity?
Marco Island, Florida. I was 16 years old.
Oh, 16.
16. She was 15.
Wow.
Just a bunch of young lovebirds.
Yeah. How was
The condom broke.
Condom broke.
Yeah.
And
now I have a kid in Marco Island, Florida.
Damn.
No.
What grade is that? 9th, 10th grade.
16?
Yeah.
I was a sophomore.
Dude, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, she was a freshman. I was a sophomore.
Wow.
Fucked her good,
yeah,
dude.
You did, huh? Yeah.
No, I don't know. It was probably awful.
Good job.
It was probably awful.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how bad it was? It was my first time. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Ugh, it was probably so uncomfortable for her.
Did you ejaculate?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you last long? Do you remember?
No. No way.
Yeah, it was quick.
Anyone that says they do is a liar.
Yeah, it's quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had sex as much as we could. I think when you're young, I'm afraid to have kids to learn that. That's like, once they start, that's all you want to do. You're like, wow, it's the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah.
When you're 16, 17, you're just a hornball freak. Fantastic. You're a freak. Yeah, you're a freak. Yeah. And you want to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be talking like this in front of the dog. Because I know that he doesn't need to hear this kind of language.
Do you and my brother talk about stuff like this?
Yeah, sometimes we do.
Yeah.
But your brother's sex life is so askew.
Like, go ahead. Like, what do you mean by that?
It's,
go ahead.
It's, I don't know if he's ever had sex.
You gotta be a kid.
Nope.
There's no, what?
One time Kalila was like, I've never had sex with your friend Bobby, and I don't think I ever will. And I said, why not? And she said, I love him, but I don't like him like that.
Whoa.
No. Ask her about it when she comes.
No, that's not true, man. There's no way. There is no way. All the girlfriends he's had.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they just talk.
Do you get along with Kalila?
Love. Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
I get along with all of Bobby's extremities, whether they be someone love interest like Kalila or Gilbert.
Oh, so yeah.
I like Gilbert. I like Gilbert, but he, you know, sometimes he gets a little out of line.
Okay. Yeah, are you married? Do you have a
married?
You're married.
Married to a woman.
How long you been married to her?
4 years almost. Oh, look at that. Isn't that so fun that dogs do that? 4 years. It'll be 4 years this year. Watch this. The dog is standing up. It's so wonderful to watch. Very cute dog. That's so cool.
Hey, let me. I'm gonna put
4 years.
This out there.
Sorry, that was weird.
Will you guys be open? Will I be able to do your podcast maybe 6 months down the line or something like
me
that?
Me and Bobby?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah. If we
give
do
me
guests,
a chance.
If
give
we,
me a chance.
No,
give me a chance.
If we do guests, yeah.
Please.
He doesn't want to do guests.
Give me a chance.
If we do guests, yeah. You have to ask him, but he doesn't
want
to do guests.
I need it.
What about Tiger Belly?
Well,
that's better than our show because that's always guests.
We don't have to get into it.
Yeah, but just do it.
I will. I hadn't done it in a year, huh?
So go back.
Yeah, okay, I will. I just want to make sure I'm cool with every individual.
You are cool.
No, I mean, like,
you
if
are
they're,
cool.
If they're cool with me going there.
Of course.
But it's, you know, it's my brother.
But it's your brother. But have you? Would you ask him? Why wouldn't you ask him?
You know, my brother has a certain way. I mean, me being his younger brother, he has a certain way of like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You got to learn.
Yeah, he likes doing that.
He likes. You know, I don't know when he started doing that. He has this thing where he's like, you're going to learn the hard way. All right.
Yeah, nobody likes.
You know, it's like the Godfather or Scarface. Like he's got like that whole respect thing. And,
yeah, your brother is
come
like
on,
Scar.
Man.
He is.
Yeah,
like,
he's like that, right?
Yeah.
So he does that. Imagine being his younger brother, like Steve.
But he does
messed
that.
Up.
I think he does that because.
he Sorry,
because he loves you.
I love him too, and trust me, I would love to go back, but I want to make sure all the other parties are.
Cool.
Yeah, they're like they're good with it.
If we do guests, if we ever do guests, you know you'll come on.
Would you be open with me and Griffin at the same time?
No.
Why?
Of course, yeah. We don't care. If we do guests, Griff would probably be our first.
You owe it to him, man.
Yeah, we have
to. You guys owe it to him.
I know he got so mad about it.
Have you talked to him like had a one to one?
We talked all the time.
No, like real talk.
Oh.
Real talk.
About that?
Yeah, just no. About, hey, listen, man, you know,
oh, yeah,
this
we
is
did.
Business.
We did when it first started.
It made more sense with me and Bob.
Or, we did it know. When we had that talk when it first started, before we started it.
And what was his response?
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. You know, I'm gonna be mad about that shit.
Yeah. But he's doing fine, right?
Griff is doing great. Are you kidding me? You guys don't even know. People don't even Eric Griffin's a multi-millionaire.
No.
Yeah, dude. He hides all of his money. Doesn't spend it on anything.
Gotta be kidding
he's
me.
Got more money than God. He just hides it, dude. He pretends like, oh, woe is me, but he's a dude. He's
man,
balling.
He should have bought dinner that one time.
You bought him dinner?
Yeah,
should not have done that.
Bossa Nova,
dude. He has tons of money.
$50.
Don't do that. Don't
that
do that.
$50 to me, that's grocery money. That's like,
I'm gonna text him right now.
No, you can't.
I'm gonna tell him.
No, Andrew,
I'm gonna
please.
Tell him right now.
Oh, please don't. No,
what
no,
if we
no,
FaceTime
no.
him? Can we FaceTime
you know,
him?
No. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's FaceTime him.
Well,
he might be at the store.
Okay.
He might be at the store right now doing shows.
He's going to say something derogatory towards me.
Well, he does. He's a bigot and he's a racist. That's part of the reason why our friendship has fallen apart. He's a bigot. He's a racist. He's a homophobe. Okay. He's sexist. You know, he's a doggist. You know, he hates dogs. Yeah, he's got to be. Oh, no, see, he's got to be at the. Yeah. He's got to be at the club right now. Sorry, I can't talk.
No, it's a,
see, look, sorry, I can't talk. All right. He's got. But look, we talk. All we talk today.
What do you say?
We chat all the time. He goes. I'm in the shower. He's in the shower.
Okay. What else did he say?
Well, right now he said. Okay, let's go. Let's roll back. He goes. Sorry. He said he asked me to do his lab show. Yep. I said, I can't on that date. He said, you're a monster. I said, how was Tacoma? He said, I did great.
He's got a strong work ethic.
And then I said, F yes.
Yeah.
And he said, then he explains the deal. I don't want to blow up his business. You know, money.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to talk money. And then on Friday, he says, Happy Valentine's Day. Look at, he sent me a little emoji.
He sent me this. Okay, that's sweet.
You see that? He sent me that.
Yeah, okay.
And then I said, oh, YouTube, baby. He said, I'm not kissing your balls, though. Don't get any ideas. And because of Bobby kissing my balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby kissed my balls. But do you still skate?
Yeah, I mean, but I haven't lately.
Skate?
Yeah. Well, not like I haven't like fully went to the park, but I still, yeah. I'll never quit that.
Yeah.
I'll never, because one thing about Arizona is they have some of the best skate parks there as well.
I mean, it's such a skatable terrain, right?
Because
it's the desert, so everything is concrete and there's all.
The Tempe Park.
I wish I was good at skating. I was never that good.
You should just get a board just to cruise on,
not anymore. Nope,
no?
Nope.
So what other outside activities besides, what are some of your other interests?
I love running. That sounds lame, but
up Runyon?
No, running. Just running.
I know, but up Runyon.
I hike sometimes.
Okay.
But it's a little too congested.
Okay.
I just like running in the neighborhood. I ran today for...
How many miles?
let's guess. How many do you think I ran for?
I'm guessing you ran 2.5 miles, something like that.
2.5 miles. Let's see.
Two.
All right, there you go.
Where's the miles?
Second one down.
8.6 miles,
baby.
You ran 8.6 miles.
Yeah.
How the hell?
I just do it.
Like,
I don't
how?
Know.
When did you?
I started.
Into this?
I started.
How do you do that?
I started running.
Whoa!
I started running probably 6 or 7 years ago, and people were like, "Oh, it's so easy. You just get into it." You know what? Honestly, gave me some of the drive. This is wild.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of my friend's brothers died, and he was running a marathon for him.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dan, how are you doing that?" And he's like, honestly, you just do a little by little every week. You like chip away, like start with a mile, then be happy with the mile, then start with 2 miles, then try to get to two, mm-hmm. then the next week try three, and if you're comfortable, try 4 or 5 the next week, like up your ante a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I just kept that mentality, and it literally worked. I don't think I would ever do a marathon, because I think 26 miles is disgusting.
Yeah, but how do you, where do you run to? You just run like Forrest Gump?
I gump it.
You gump it.
I gump it. I don't pick a location. I don't like that. I think picking locations.
So you just go.
I go, yeah. I go until my body says I'm going to go back.
And so what do you do? Okay, so you go.
I put on my little headphones.
So is that four back, four there, four
yeah,
back?
Yeah, what was it, 8.6? So yeah, 4 and some change
yeah,
and 4
so
back.
Yeah, so you 4, then you stop, and then what do? You go to 7-Eleven, get a Gatorade? And
no,
then...
I just keep running.
Okay, so you stop at one point, and then you just head back to your house?
I don't stop. I'll just turn around. Or I'll make a big square.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just make a...
Dude, that's really impressive,
thank you,
man.
Well, I like it. It's really just think. But
so you're saying it's meditative as well?
Yeah, dude, it is.
It clears your mind?
I'm really... Like, you know, people can sit still in a room. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have
yeah.
to run, and then my head is blank. It's beautiful. Then I can kind of like... peruse through stuff. It's when I get the most emotionally in depth is when I run, because today, you know, I called my dad.
Okay.
And got bad news from him, but I get like emotional signals when I'm running, dude. It's weird.
Yeah,
when I run, something comes out. It's like you need to talk to someone because something is going
while
on
while you're in the activity,
dude. It's weird. And I'll call him.
Why not swimming or
I don't
that
like...
Okay, that can't
oh,
do
oh, cute.
We're almost done, Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby's like, what's the deal, dude? I want my life back.
Done. We're going to plug the dates.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't swim. But outside of running, stuff I love to do is I love to snowboard. I love going to the mountains so very much. I like
Arizona,
sitting outside.
Arizona, that's when I started
I love,
doing that. Is it White River? Or one of those mountains.
Well, you like floating the river or
no,
like
no, no,
or
no,
hiking?
No, we're skiing. No. We went to a... Like,
up north.
Like, yeah. Up,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, we went there.
That's northern Arizona. Yeah,
yeah
that's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you ever float the river?
No. I just remember doing snowboarding there because my friend...
No, I mean in Phoenix. Did you ever... You didn't float
the
river?
No.
The Salt Lake?
No. Don't know what that is. what that is. No.
The Salt River
no,
float?
No, didn't do it. Didn't do it.
You get an inner tube.
No, didn't do
you
it.
You get an inner tube for your beer and you just float down.
No, didn't do any of that.
But what else? I like to my favorite thing lately has been when I'm traveling for shows, I just like spend maybe a day if my my old lady comes with me, we'll spend a day just traveling the city and seeing fun, weird shit.
That's great.
I like to just go and do the city. Some people sit in the hotels. Your brother sits in the hotels.
I was just going to like, I was going to present a challenge that you could challenge him.
He would never.
No. Just hear me out.
Andy. Yeah.
So next time you see Bob, just say, hey, let's go for a run. Oh. And just how far do you think my brother, can my brother make a mile?
No. Your brother could make, first of all, he wouldn't.
He can make a half a mile. I have.
No.
I have confidence.
No.
A quarter of a mile.
That's one lap around a track.
He'd be hurting though, huh?
Half a lap. Eighth of a mile he'd get. One eighth.
How do we get him? Because I want him to have longevity in his career like you, man.
Well, his lifestyle is healthier now than it ever was.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think he's fine now.
Okay.
He's lost some weight.
Yeah, he has.
So I think he looks good again.
Yeah.
But you're never going to get him to fucking run.
There's a mental shift happening. Like he calls people back.
He does.
He checks up on me now. Hey, how you doing?
And he should.
Yeah.
He should because that's important.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, I think he would never run. I don't think that's in his blood. But I just loved it. I loved it because it just worked for me.
Yeah, that's great.
It's not for everybody. I get it.
Yeah.
But I like it, dude.
That's got to extend your life for sure, right?
Maybe, or the opposite.
No.
Some people die from... Dude, you could die tonight from a heart attack for no reason.
Running.
They're just sitting. Jeez. I could die just because life is over.
Do you ever think about dying?
All the time. I think about it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
about
it.
You want it to be over.
Sometimes.
I told him I want to get the coronavirus.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks fun. It looks fun.
I told him. He gave me masks to wear to Hawaii.
Yeah.
He goes, did you wear them? I go, nope.
No, you should have worn them.
No, but I...
No, you. I mean, for fashion wise,
no,
it does look.
I would rather get it. I want to get it.
You want to get the virus?
Yeah, and then just kind of like.
I don't want to be dead like that. I don't really want
to
die.
What's the best way to die? We'll end it at okay, and then
the best way to die to me is.
Think about it.
The coolest way to die.
Right, what's the coolest?
A shark fight.
Oh.
Swimming in the ocean, a shark comes on. You're fighting a shark.
No.
Beating his ass.
Oh, no way.
When his buddies come up and they're like, what's going on?
No.
And you're like, you're next.
That's the worst way.
When you're punching all the sharks. Yeah, drowning would be the worst.
What's the easiest way?
Sleep. But I don't want to die in my sleep.
Why not?
Because I want to know I died.
No, because you don't. That's the thing.
I want to know I'm dead.
No, you don't. You want to be asleep and then you just transfer over to this other dream.
No. I want to know. Because what if it never ends?
But you won't know.
Yeah, you will know.
How are you convinced of that?
We don't know, but we do know. I want to die awake.
So you don't
want to I want this to go, I'm dying. I want
to
know.
So you'd rather die of a bullet wound or...
Well, no, don't shoot me.
Okay.
Fuck.
What are other ways?
Heart attack. Cancer.
See, that's horrible too, though.
It happens. But better than a gun.
What about
I don't want someone to shoot me.
But would you want to be numb? Like morphine, those war movies where give me the morphine.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to sleep and never wake up, but knowing I was going to die in my sleep that night.
So you want awareness that you're dead.
I want to know I'm dead. I want it to be I'm going to die. I want
and
that.
You
want to
know that.
That's going to be my last words. I'm going to die. That's
how long do you want to live?
96. I want to live to be 96. My favorite year for the Chicago Bulls, 96.
96.
That's why.
Okay.
Plug it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
let's plug.
All right. No. I just grabbing this. Yeah. Because I was
really
preparing.
He's really yelling
at
you.
Yeah.
He is brutal,
Craig,
and cruel and on it.
We're gonna. All right.
He's got these shiny shoes on, and he doesn't care about anything.
Let's plug.
Let's plug it all.
Instagram, website.
Okay. Instagram.
Show dates.
Okay.
Everything.
So if you want to see anything, just go to andrewsantino.com. That has my podcast, touring, all that stuff. Cheeto Santino on Twitter and Instagram.
Spell that out for the...
Cheeto, C-H-E-E-T-O, Santino, S-A-N-T-I-N-O.
Mm-hmm.
And just go to andrewsantino.com and then watch the new Bad Friends podcast with me and Bob Lee. Mm-hmm. And watch my podcast, Whiskey Ginger, and listen to it or watch it, whichever one is more befitting.
Mm-hmm.
And look at my dog. Look at this. That's my dog. Look at that's my pup.
Oh,
it's like a black you.
Yeah.
I'm not racist. I have a black dog. I know you like white stuff.
Is that a puppy?
She's bigger now, dude. We should have them have sex.
Oh, yeah.
We should really.
His nuts are gone.
Yeah, and her puss is all slapped up, but still.
Yeah, they'd have.
Look at that's her with my buddy Vin. Look at, they're like the same size dog.
Oh, yeah. They look like they're.
I know. Well, because what kind of mix is this?
Maltese poodle?
She's a Cocker Spaniel Terrier Maltese poodle.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, back.
Sexy, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Kirby's you see there. This girl? Are you interested in some of this?
Oh, yeah.
I could get you some of this ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you could come back for a part two, can you bring your dog?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Are you on any more TV stuff?
Yeah, what's going on
with the specials? I have a TV show. No comedy specials coming out.
Oh, you were just on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I just did Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Can we just plug that real quick? Curb?
Yeah, you can watch Curb on HBO. It's incredible. I'm in just a little baby scene.
What season? What episode?
Episode 5. This is season 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a TV show that comes out March 4th on FXX called Dave. It's me and Little Dicky.
I'm a fan of Little Dicky.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, my God, I'm a fan.
He's cool.
Did you have fun? This was easy, right?
This was awesome.
What's really my brother going to say? Dude, thank you so much for doing my brother's podcast.
That was nice. That was nice. But I liked it. I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, he did. Okay, so we have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support the show.
Let me read the Patreon.
It's patreon.com/Stevie
I'll read it. Support the show, okay? Because this is how Stevie needs to, this is how we make a living. This is how we make money doing this fun content for you. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, and that is spelled STEEBEEWEEBEE.
Thank you.
If you don't know how to spell it, we're going to show you how to do it on their Instagram. Mm-hmm. Go to Quan. It's
QUANGOU. Thank you.
Quangu.
Thank you.
StevieWeeby.bandcamp.com.
Thank you.
Ode to My Pops.
You could say that.
Ode to My Pops EP.
Yes, my new project that's coming out soon.
Ode to My Pops EP.
Me and Craig working on the music video.
On my Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm,
that's an R. That doesn't look
okay.
Sorry. Future equals streaming sites, more content, vlogs, puzzles, clips, cooking, vlogs. Stevie P.O. Box.
Go ahead, say
that. Is 1425 North Cherokee. P.O. Box 1391 LACA 90093.
Send your puzzles and packages.
Send everything.
Thank you.
And also, go North Korea. Why does it say that on there? Why does it say go North Korea? What does that mean?
What?
Go North Korea? What does that mean?
No, it's Necro. That's Losco Project.
It says go North Korea right there. It says yay, go North Korea.
No, it doesn't. You're being funny.
It took so long.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lil Ray will be back soon. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, dude.
Okay. And make sure you go to go watch and listen to Bad Friends.
Do it.